Today's discussion will be about the issues that come up when preparing salad. The food that we eat today is full of additives and ingredients that in previous generations were not imaginable. Myriads of questions are routinely presented to Torah authorities around the world about new ingredients and food technology. It is for this reason that we ordinarily assume that the preparation of salads, which mostly consist of simple fruits and vegetables, is very basic and not too complicated. However, that cannot be farther from the truth. The preparation of salads also has a share of complications. The first kosher issue that comes up with salad preparation is insects. Leafy greens that commonly grace our tables as part of a salad can be infested with all sorts of interesting creatures. This matter is quite serious, since with the consumption of a single insect, one can violate 5 Torah prohibitions. There is therefore a rabbinic obligation to check any vegetables that are fairly likely to contain insects. Vegetables requiring checking must be examined very scrupulously with a good source of light. Commonly found insects, such as aphids and thrips, are very small, but are clearly noticeable to the naked eye with just a little focus and concentration. Very often, people find themselves intimidated to check vegetables or berries for bugs. However, with enough practice, checking vegetables can be for anyone, as long as it is done very carefully. People should bear in mind that not all vegetables necessarily require inspection, and that a correct method of checking will depend upon the type of produce. Sometimes consumers feel that they are in the dark when it comes to this area. However, in recent years, there have been numerous booklets and guides published to educate the public about bugs and vegetables and how to deal with them. Consumers should not hesitate to contact the OU or reference the website to learn about the area of insects and receive recommended guidelines as to how to deal with this important issue. Once the leafy greens are checked and we start chopping our vegetables, we begin encountering other problems. Strictly speaking, clean knives that are used for meat or dairy respectively, may be used to cut parv. However, sharp foods are considered to be a davar charif and will absorb taste from a knife that was previously used to cut hot meat or hot dairy. This is true even when a period exceeding 24 hours has elapsed since the time the knife was used. If an onion is cut with a meat or dairy knife, the onion should be assumed to have absorbed taste from the blade. Consumers should be aware of this issue when preparing salads that include sharp-tasting vegetables for a dairy or meat meal, since separation between the two is strictly required. Once the vegetables are checked and chopped, if we are preparing a salad for a dairy meal, we may choose to add some cheese. This may present another kosher issue if we would also like to eat meat later that day. Certain types of hard cheeses that are aged for an extended period, which have a pungent taste and mouthfeel, require one to refrain from eating meat immediately after eating one of these types of cheeses. Traditionally, the prevalent custom is to wait 6 hours, similar to the waiting period between eating dairy after meat. This halacha can be confusing, since not every form of cheese qualifies as hard cheese and would require one to wait afterward before eating meat. When in doubt, a rabbi should be consulted to determine the status of a particular type of cheese. To most people, no salad is complete without dressing. Salad dressings obviously require proper certification, since they can contain sensitive ingredients. Furthermore, there are many salad dressings on the market that are outright not kosher. Consumers should be especially careful when buying salad dressing to check the label and ensure that the product is actually kosher. The OU periodically receives phone calls from consumers who noticed that a kosher symbol was absent from a label after the dressing was used. Although, in some cases, the missing symbol might just be a labeling mistake, at other times the dressing is unfortunately not kosher. There is no actual rule of thumb as to which dressings consumers should pay closer attention to than others, but good sense dictates double-checking vinaigrettes or anything that contains cheese. These type of products certainly could be kosher, and should be assumed so when bearing a reliable symbol. However, they could easily be manufactured in a non-kosher form. Moreover, Since there are many varieties of kosher dairy and pav dressings, consumers should be careful not to confuse the two if a dressing is used to prepare salad for a dairy or a meat meal. Finally, we add croutons. Croutons are small and appear to be very harmless, but they are front and center of a big halachic debate in Hilchos Brachos. Salad croutons most often are baked from bread that is later cut and toasted. Some authorities maintain that since the croutons are essentially bread that is cut and toasted, the correct bracha, blessing, should be hamotzi. Nevertheless, other authorities contain that croutons should be treated as a cracker, since that is originally what the final product was intended to become, even at the time the dough was first baked. As such, the argument would be that these croutons should be mezonos, even though the dough after the first baking looks exactly like a piece of bread. The OU does not allow the word mezonos to appear on a crouton label because of this issue. People should consult the rabbi for further guidance. If croutons are served in a salad on Shabbos, according to some authorities, they must be Pas Yisrael, even if one does not eat Pas Yisrael during the rest of the week. Thank you very much for tuning in to this session of Kosher Tidbits.